As many as 4.1% of adolescents identify as transgender, and many of them are missing out on proper health care from their family doctor. Those are just two of the findings of a major report released yesterday by the Canadian Medical Association Journal. Blair Curtis is a trans rights activist. He joins me live by phone this morning. Good morning, Blair.
Good morning.
What jumps off the page in the report for you, the highlights?
I think that the report definitely shows that a lot of healthcare professionals need to be more educated when it comes to trans-related healthcare.
And what are they missing?
I think what they're missing is, if you talk to my mom, she's a nurse, and when she went through the nursing school program, she never learned anything to do with what it meant to be trans or anything. So I think what might be missing is possibly some education throughout nursing and med school programs.
What's your own experience in the healthcare system, Blair?
My own experience has been really good. I've had a lot of accepting doctors and nurses, but I know some other of my friends that are also trans that have not had some great experiences with doctors who, you know, need a bit more education when it comes to trans healthcare.
You and your mother have started a support group in Western Newfoundland. How's that going so far?
So far, it's been really great. We've had, roughly around 30 people that come regularly. So far, it's been really good.
What experiences are they bringing? I'm sure some of them are quite upsetting.
Yeah, there's some people that come, you know, and their experiences are heartbreaking. And then you have others who, you know, their stories are amazing, you know. Everyone around them are accepting and, you know, they've been doing really well. But, you know, there are the few that have really heartbreaking stories.
We talk about how vulnerable members of the LGBTQ community are. Trans is its own level and severity of vulnerability. Describe that for us.
You know, I think when it comes to, like, trans people being vulnerable, I think it has a lot to do with people are still, you know, there's still a lot of people that are not as educated on trans-related things. So when they encounter trans people, you know, they don't really know how to react or how to respond when these people are coming out. So I think a lot of the vulnerability has to do with a lack of education in a lot of people.
So education extending beyond for healthcare professionals right into school curriculum, for instance?
I don't know about extending it right into how school programs. I think just as simple as a Google search would be suffice.
You're talking in the news about the provincial government. You want them to change their policy to allow more equitable access to gender alignment surgery. What's the status of that particular negotiation or discussion?
Right now I have a conference to talk with Minister Hagee on Friday. So I'm hoping that is going to go really well so that I can, you know, sit down and talk with him about my view on all this and then possibly hear what his view is so that hopefully we can come to an agreement.
So what happens right now for someone who's looking to have gender alignment surgery? What's the process? Where do you have to go?
Right now we're sent to CAMH. After you sit on a wait list for a little while, you go to CAMH for a two-day psychiatric evaluation to see if, I guess, they believe you should actually have this surgery or not.
Say you get that recommendation from that organization in Nova Scotia and return back to this province. Can you have the surgery here? Is it covered by MCP?
It's in Toronto, sorry.
Oh, Toronto, pardon me.
Right now, the way it's set up is you'd have to go to out of the province somewhere to have the surgery. But for myself, I'm hoping to get top surgery. So right now, MCP only covers the mastectomy portion, but not the male chest contouring portion, which is something that most other provinces all cover.
Insofar as the psychiatric evaluation, do you want to see that left out of the process?
Definitely. I don't think, you know, we should have to go through this entire psychiatric evaluation when no other province in Canada has it. They just need to get, you know, like if I was trans in some other province, I just need to get a referral from like a family doctor. So that's something that I think Newfoundland needs to put in place. Just a referral from a doctor, just like every other province in Canada does.
Blair, we appreciate your time and the initiative you've shown with your mom and the support group you've created. We look forward to an update after you speak with Minister Hagee.
Yes, definitely.
Thanks, Blair. Good luck.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Hi.
S. Blair Curtis, obviously trans rights activist. Whoop. Describing the differences in this province versus the rest of the country insofar as getting a gender alignment surgery.